I'm Carol Hills. This is The World. So, did you think the pressure was off for Theresa May? After all, the British Prime Minister survived a no-confidence vote on her leadership just days ago. But that doesn't mean all her Brexit troubles are over. To recap, May negotiated a deal for the UK to leave the European Union. EU leaders approved it, but she can't get the deal passed by the British Parliament. Today, May went to Brussels to try to talk EU leaders into renegotiating. The answer was a firm no. May tried to give it some positive spin.
The crucial thing in this relationship is what our future partnership with the EU is going to be. That will be the sustainable, enduring relationship we have with the EU in the future when we're no longer a member. And that is very clear from the EU today. They want to get on with that. They want to get that partnership into place just as we do.
Not everyone is sold on May's can-do message. At a press conference in Brussels, a reporter had this exchange with the Prime Minister.
You look like you've had a trying week. What's been worse?
Has something happened this week, Jason?
Well, I've read reports.
You shouldn't believe everything you read in the newspapers.
What's been more difficult? Has it been the malcontents at home? Or has it been the Euro bullies over here? And have you ever felt like just throwing your phone in the bin, moving to a remote island and letting someone else sort this mess out?
Look, throughout all of this, I've been clear that there is a job to be done here, and it's a job to be done because it's a job for delivering on the vote of the British people.
Ah, yes. A reminder that way back in 2016, remember, 52% of British voters chose to leave the European Union. Since then, there's been so much re-Grexit that many in Britain would like to put the issue to a vote again. Former Prime Minister Tony Blair, yep, he's still around, endorsed a re-vote today.
We are in crisis mode on this. The government is a mess. Parliament can't agree. Our knowledge has been vastly enlarged of what leaving the European Union means. How can it be undemocratic to go back to the people and say, in light of all of this, if you look at all of this mess, do you want to proceed or do you want to stay?
May has ruled out another referendum. In fact, she's determined to convince everyone that her plan for Brexit really can work, even if it fails to provide a long-term solution for that key stumbling block, what to do with the land border between Ireland and Northern Ireland. Blair's advice for May? Get real.
The trouble is, it should be obvious to her now that this thing is not going to work in the way that she wanted. And I hope even now that she finds what I would call the sort of imagination and creativity to get out of the hole she's in, because there's literally no point in carrying on digging.
Former British Prime Minister Tony Blair with some unsolicited Brexit advice for the UK's current leader, Theresa May.